I use, in the United States, the U.S. Postal Service. I put a stamp on it, I put it in the mailbox, and it is delivered to the other company. If I want to send something to someone who works for my company, my bank, but in another office, perhaps in the other side of the city, then I put it in inter-office mail. This way, at the end of the day, someone will carry a large bag with all the inter-office mail to the other office, because this is cheaper and usually much faster than using the regular public mail. And if I need to send something to someone who works in my office in the same building, but I'm feeling lazy and I don't want to take the time to walk to his or her desk, I'll put it in the intra, I-N-T-R-A, office mail, and at the end of the day, someone will deliver all the intra-office mail to the right people who work in my office building, or put it in the right mail slot for that person. My mail slot has a lot of intra-office and inter-office letters and memos. A memo is short for memorandum. It's usually a short written document that describes something at your workplace, usually with four lines at the top: the name of the person who wrote the memo, the name of the person it's going to, the subject of the memo, and the date it was written. Busy people often don't have time to listen to people talk about their ideas or to read long reports, so writing up a one-page memo is a good way to let those people know about the most important ideas. Companies often use memos to provide information quickly to their employees. Many of the letters and memos I receive are what I call junk mail. Junk mail is mail or email that doesn't have any useful or helpful information in it. It's the mail that you throw away or delete from your email program without reading. It's mail that you didn't ask for and that you don't want.